If you've listened to our show over the past month or so, you know we took a trip to Philadelphia because I literally cannot stop talking about it. And one of the highlights of that trip was going to El Compadre, a slip of a place that got its start as an informal in-home restaurant called South Philly Barbacoa. And people kept telling me I had to get there, that it was going to be the best Mexican roast lamb I'll ever have. And spoiler alert, they were right. Like, the barbacoa came out, steam roasted and then kind of gently frying in its own fat, and the whole room smelled like toasted avocado leaves and roasted oranges and seared lamb. But as awe-inspiring as the lamb was, the chef, Cristina Martinez, was even more so. She runs this tiny little restaurant with a construction cooler of drinks by the cash register, but you can tell something special is happening there. They grind corn grown especially for them to make tortillas in the back. There are letters on the walls from the city council honoring her for her activism, and there's a photo of Martin Luther King hanging by the kitchen. And Cristina's just everywhere all at once, but when it came time to bring out the barbacoa, she finally slowed down and got this massive cleaver. And then she told me about what her cooking means to her and her community.
Well, thank you, Cristina, for having us here at El Compadre. And this is a beautiful spread of barbacoa. Can you describe how you serve the barbacoa and what it is?
La barbacoa es de borrego. Tiene siete piezas. Esta es la costilla.
So barbacoa is a lamb, and it has seven pieces. Over here, we have the ribs. This is the shoulder, and this is the neck. Over here, we have some consomé, which is a soup, and it has rice and garbanzos, a bit of pasote, which is an herb. Over here, we have some salsas.
Salsa verde.
Salsa verde. Salsa roja.
Green sauce and red sauce. Some onions. Some cilantro that we clean and wash very well. And the barbacoa is a traditional food from Guerrero and Hidalgo, and her hometown known as Capurrac in Mexico. And having barbacoa basically means family, getting the family together in reunion to share this dish.
So you take the whole lamb.
Yeah.
You break it down into, here's the shoulder, here's the ribs, here's the... You marinate it in, I mean, the aroma is incredible. I can smell the aguacate leaves. It's a very beautiful aroma. But you marinate for 8 hours and you steam it, or do you bake it, roast it?
A couple hours in the steam, because here it's very difficult for the un hoyo. It's difícil tener un hoyo para cocinar esta comida tan original.
She says that it's really hard to dig a hole here to actually make it, and so they do their best they can.
And how did you learn?
Pues mi mami estaba muy pequeña con mi familia.
5 generations. She learned when she was younger. There's 5 generations in her family that are making this kind of food.
And so when did you start making barbacoa here?
Porque me casé y perdí mis dos trabajos. Me corrieron del trabajo. Entonces tuve que
She got married, and then right after she got married, she got fired. And so she really just needed to make money and, you know, to pay for bills and also to help support her family.
Yeah.
And so she just had to look for work and started working.
Vendíamos en un apartamento ilegal y invitando a la gente que pudiera pasar a comer.
She says she started selling in her apartment illegally at first, but then, you know, just to make money. And then there was an American man who came in and he took photos. He's like, you really need to make something out of this.
Yeah.
Who tried it out. And so that's how it kind of...
Yeah.
But who was coming in first and who came to enjoy this food?
Pues solamente los latinos porque mi esposo.
So it was mainly Latino communities. At first, in the beginning, she was actually scared to open it to an American to come into her apartment and see what she was doing. And so it was mostly the Latino community. And then finally, somebody came in, and then they're like, "Okay, so we're safe, we're good." But then it was a very nerve-wracking experience.
Yeah, but this was a very informal thing you were doing. But it also sounds like it became important within the community, where people felt like they could come and taste the barbacoa that maybe they had from where they were from and couldn't have here otherwise.
Entonces esto era algo muy informal cuando empezó, pero entonces la gente, lo que atraía a la gente era algo como que ellos no habían probado, algo
que no habían probado, que no se hace esta estación tan especial porque en ningún restaurante.
Yeah, what brought people to is because it was very intimate and it was very emotional to see a woman with a machete and just to cut, to see how it's prepared. When it's in a much fancier establishment or a regular restaurant, it's done, you know, in the back. But to see her chopping and how she's doing right now, just like serving it in a tortilla, it brings emotion and it intrigues people to come in and check it out to see that.
Where it feels like this is family cooking, this is home.
Yeah, exactly. Y pues en nuestros países de origen, como en China, como en México.
In our own origin countries, whether that's China or whether that's Mexico, in our own countries, we can open our doors to our own home and sell food. But somewhere here, like in the United States, it's not something that you can really do easily.
Sure. See, that's so interesting because it's also like we think about the experience of restaurants and we think about the ambiance and the decor and we think about, oh, the quality of the food and the skill of the cooking and the quality of the ingredients and all that stuff. But for so many people, they come from places where that's not what eating out is really about. That's not what eating is really about. Eating is about this feeling of being in a particular kind of place. And it sounds like she's created that kind of place where it felt essentially like an extension of your home.
Pues sí, porque tenemos, tengo más contacto con la gente directamente, puedo mirarle a los ojos, puedo saber.
The familiar experience that we're talking about is that she gets to see her clients and she gets to meet people one-on-one and in look at them in the eye. She gets to see if they want a little bit of a fatty on the side, if they would like more, so they know that she's doing it for them.
Yeah, that's amazing. Can we taste one?
Yeah, sure. Ahora estamos cocinando la barbacoa halal because queremos que la comunidad, que no solamente sean los...
This space is welcome to everybody and she welcomes everybody to come here and so she makes halal food so she wants, it's not for just Mexicans.
Que venga gente de todo el mundo.
She wants everyone, it's not for, you know, U.S. citizens, it's not for Americans, this is for everyone.
I love that.
Yeah.
Christina, did the feeling, that intimate community, intimate family feel change when you became popular and you came to your own space and you opened restaurants and then became, and where, you know, magazines started coming to you and journalists started coming to you and you started to develop a different crowd. Did that feeling change?
No, es un compromiso hacerlo todos los, siempre bien.
It's always been a compromise for her to always, you know, to not change. So she's always given it her all, whether that was just intimate or with other people. Recently, when her son passed away, it's been a little difficult, but they're still like doing their very best to like, you know, give their all to everybody.
You've been very outspoken about American immigration policies, about being an undocumented person. I heard some of your clientele, some of who are probably, you know, because they come to this very intimate space, who were maybe undocumented themselves, when they started realizing this was popular and there was attention drawn to it, maybe didn't want to come anymore. How did that make you feel?
Pues me da pendiente cuando la gente es viajando de tan lejos para venir a comer. La gente arriesga.
She's always taken note, and it's very conscious to her the folks that actually do travel and feel like they're making a risk to come see her and see the
sometimes
restaurant.
Sometimes for hours.
Yeah, so there are people coming from far. She's always been very conscious of that. But also with the recent presidency and with Donald Trump and all the stuff that's been going on, there's been a lot more tension where she notices that people just don't leave their homes. And so that was also hard. But she's always been like, no, we can't. We have to get out. We have to...
Tenemos que vivir y tenemos que salir a comer barbacoa o unas quesadillas, pero la gente tiene que salir. No podemos estar en esclavitud.
We can't be enslaved. We can't, you know, stay hidden. We all have to go out. We have to go out and eat. We have to go out and live. We have to go enjoy barbacoa. We can't hide. We shouldn't hide.
Yeah.
Gracias, Cristina.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much for talking with us. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Francis.
Cristina Martinez is the chef of El Compadre in Philadelphia, and our own Erica Romero translated her words into English.